for the Mishnah. Yeah? Peches? Memchasin? Memchasin. Chasin. Zevel? Hadak. Mukhodak. Very fine. Musid? It's like they use that for painting. You have to mix it with harosis. As you have a cheres, rasa shchikas harosim. You have cheres that you chopped up. Mulvena. You have a brick that you also chopped up. Megufa, rasha is the cover of the chavis. The cover of chavis again shakachon. You ground it up. Avayim chas leib zavol gas leib chol gas leib mulvana mulvena. So it has to be fine. That should be a kisui. Mechasur a kli. Chalam of Shem Gamliel. Dover Hashem Gadol by Tzimachim. Mechasim by. Shem Gadol by Tzimachim. E Mechasim by. His point is that he's not coming to argue. He's just being curled with dvara. Oh, so he asks, "Hey, chrosis is not megadol tzmachim." Right? That's the gemara. He quotes the gemara merub over there. Yeah, when they used to make this, be mesamen the kfarim with chrosis, because there's no hana. In other words, it's not worth your while, but could theoretically produce. So, Gemayechidami Chol Hadak. I'm a rabbi of Chana of Yechna Kol Shein Hayetze Tzarech LeKotchoy. And the one that's using the chol, the sand, to make pottery, whatever he's making with this. So he doesn't have to chop more. It's fine enough that he could use it to make his pottery. You can imagine that seifa. Alei mechas alei bezevel hagas alei bechol hagas hechida mechol hagas. Rav Chana Rav Yechon and Kol Shiyetz itzarich lekatchay. That's chol hagas. He has to chop it up more. It's not fine enough. My benayik benayu itzarich lo itzarich the mifrich afruchi. As Rashi, Kibbinai, Tzarech, Leit Tzarech. Lishna Kam, Domein Tzarech. Kari, Chol, Hadak. Umotar. Hainami, Bechlau. Ein Tzarechu. Tzarech, Chol, Hadak, Olav. Umotar. Lishna, I mean, if it's, you know, Tzarech, Leit Tzarech. Meaning it's not Mamish 100%. You still need a little bit of Mifrich Parach. Mifrich Vrich, you have to still, you know, play with it a little bit. You know, if the mom was like, chop it up, we still have to do something to it. Well, this is the basra, the kari chol gas. Right? The osir, kol shi tzarech l'koychoy, hainan b'chal tzarech l'koychoy hu. Chol gas shemoy v'osir. What I say is that, depending, according to the first lashon that says, on the ratio, the chol dak is talking about ain't tzarech. Any yaitz tzarech l'kachay. So then, hainam bechal ain tzarech. Meila, it's considered choladak, and even though you have to play with it a little bit, still it's kosher. For the second lashon, the choladgas means tzarech l'kachay. So this is also called tzarech l'kachay. Who's asked me something? Fine, take a big rock, put on top of the blood. So you're mechasin the blood. I'm loyim a b'offer. Chiso, the pasuk says, shafach es damai, v'chiso b'offer. Pasuk says. See, nidavka offer, not a stone. not a kli. Eli Eliyofer, Nai Rabbi Zebal Dak, or Chol Adak, or Shchikas Avonim, Shchikas Charoses, Noris Bishtan, Daka. Rashi's Noris Bishtan is, yes, that you comb out, you know, some pieces when you're combing the flax, are some little pieces that fall off. That's kosher for kisur dam. The Sirius Shalcharoshin, that's sawdust. Rashi Shemagarin, Magarin, Nagorin, Bemagirin, Paguma. They cut wood. We cut wood with a saw. Then, Mishara's and the Sirius Daka Kafra. So, when you cut wood, the sawdust. So, that was when you cut wood. So, the sawdust. It's kosher. Kisedan. Fine sawdust. Haras is not. The Sarish and Haras and Daka. The Sid, the Haras is. Levain and Magufa, Shakachan. All these things. I know that it's kosher. Tamalaymar, Vichiseyu. So one hand it says Vichiseyu. One hand it says Afar. Vash Yochashani Mamraba, Af Zevel Gas, Kol Gas. Meshchikas kli matches, uvein magufa shloi kachon, akemach resubin umorson. So how would you marba all these? It says kisal. You be marba this whole list. Why we marba everything? I'm loyim offer. So again, on one hand, we have a pasuk the marba one pasuk was mayit. Maroi the rabbis elu haytis elu. We have a whole list on each side. How do we know which object to put into which list? Gemara, Achash Riba Kosem, Umiyad Marba Nias Eilu, Shehein Min Afar. Umoitza Nias Eilu, Shehein Min Afar. This is Rashi. Amo Chiso V'yatzmai, Nidrash. Olaik Sima Shafach Damai, Uva Afar Yichasenu. Doesn't say, specifically with offer, the hamashma offer loy davrachem, but offer yichasenu. It's clear the kiso is daf b'offer. Looks a kiso el basar offer. Alash the midrash can be kiso, man pe nafshi. So it's kiso and it's din offer. Shchikas le matches laikri offer subin shanapa karletes. When you sift flour. So the bran is what gets, you know, the bran is really the garbage. That's what gets caught in the sifter. You know, today, you know, bran's fiber, you know, it's a thing to eat bran. But mull bran was like the garbage, yeah. Right? Morson, klipa, ayayitza, keshe kaitchim, machteshes. When you chop the wheat, there's the shell. is the morsel. Lachshu akasa miyit, shakasa l'chol shnei mikrais, echol l'rabbais, v'echol l'mayit. Amrit ma'ata yesh l'chol l'aymar. Kol hanach l'el, min ofer ninu. Ma ofer miyuchid, shemagad l'tzmachem, av kol shemagad l'tzmachem. Kol hanach, kim l'lerbana, shemagad l'tzmachem. And we saw in the Mishnah, the bottom line is it magad l'tzmachem or not? Dumi d'ofer. So offer tells me it has to be something that's megalat tzmachim. Offer says something that's not megalat tzmachim. That b'chiso tells me anything is megalat tzmachim. Says the Gemara. Eima b'chiso klal offer prat klal prat eima klal amashem prat. So normally we say klal prat to klal. If there's a klal prat and another klal, then we say that you need dumya to the prat. If it's klal uprat, then we say ein bechlal el mashem prat. The prat is just telling me what. That's it. It's not the klal is whatever's in the prat. So maybe offer in me the chinuloi. Maybe it's not enough dumya to offer. You need actual offer. Dafka dirt. Who said? Maybe it's klal prat, you dafka offer. Omer Rav Mari, mishum dahava klal at tzarech leprat. Oh, klal, tzarech leprat. Ain't there noise? Klal prat, tzadashi. Klal tzarech leprat. Vesag yilei, klal, v'lav prat. In other words, the klal alone can't exist without the Torah being mefarish, the prat. Then there's no din of klal prat. The avakasi v'chiso have mashma yichpa olav asakli k'tani reisha. It's rof alayros shein kisa zeh el b'davar mas'arev and nivla boy and ofig yaitze boy. Now the chiso, if we just say yadin alay b'chal prat heichad the klal olay mishtama el b'chan yana. In other words, when a klal and prat is when the klal be'etzem is working together with the prat, even if we just say the klal. Elmai, it's marba more things. Right? So then we say, okay, the prat is coming to tell me that what, even though the klal is marba more things, the Torah says no, the prat is excluding them. But if the klal, if not for the prat, the klal will be telling me something totally different. No shaykes, I just cover it with a chair, yeah. And the prat is telling me no, it has to be offered. It's something that's nivla. So then we need the prat, the klal, to be magni what the klal is. What the klal is. So meila over here, we don't say. That's when the klal and the prat are working together, and the prat is just being mayit of the klal. When here the prat has to tell me the klal, the prat has to tell me that your understanding of the klal is totally off. Okay, now going kisa, right? Davar shalom going kli kisa davar dak going offer. So the also brought El Lefushi, Kisa Kama, Labdava Shalomu, Lab Lamute El Gamri. It's just telling me that don't think, I mean, just one object, a chair, a kli, a rock. Oh, Kala tells Brad. That's Rashi. Fine. So, Mela, therefore, it's no problem, Klal Prat. Elamai, we have two things. We have the Klal, we have the Prat. It's always marba more. May we say it's marba dafka something which is tzemech. Look more right. Darsh Rab Nachman Rab Chista. Emechas al bedover shezayim boy matzmiach. Rashi lmutei eretz plech. You have dirt that's, I guess, salty. In other words, the dirt that can produce. Right? The mela, you can't use that dirt. Amarava, high burka, ain't ikka, lashem bor. There's a bunch of baloney. Yeah? Shtusim haval. Amalev nachmer yitzchak, lerava, my burka, sir. Anamite Nehele. I'm the source of this. Yeah? I told you Nachum Yitzchak. The Muhammad's Nita Amita. I learned that from the Mishnah. Nehele. I'm out of Midbar. In the Afer, Chasais. Sheikh Dinner Zab. Machasin. I'm al besvina. So you're in the midbar. There's no offer, Mustama. Offer. I guess the sand in the midbar is not, you can't grow there. You're trying to gear us to whether midbar and svina. Either way, point is, Sheikhig dinner zav. So you cut up a dinner zav. Midbar, Eretz Sia, Shehina Metzmechetz. Dinner zav. Kamayav, Afrei zav loy. In other words, a dinner zav, right? You can't grow in gold either. You know? Even Dubai, Muslim, you can grow in gold. Yeah? So what do you. But so why is it kosher? So Rashi says the Gemara is going to bring that pasuk, that the pasuk refers to it as offer. So even though it doesn't have the property of being matzmiach, but it has a shem offer. It has a shem offer. The Torah says chesed of offer. Okay, oimalch matzmiach ein loy offer chasa yisarf talisai machasa. Mishlam sarf talisai machasa ashkechan. Afer the ikri offer, says Rashi. Ma'ofer sreifas achatas. By the paradum, it calls it offer. Offer sreifas achatas. The afer of the par is called offer. So ma'ofer has shem offer. So even though you can't grow things in afer, but it has a shem offer. So ma'ofer it's called offer. The only time you need the property of being able to grow is when something does not offer. If it has a shem offer by itself, it's offer. Ela dinar zav minal minal namar zera v'afre zav loy. That refers to as offer. Oh, so the interesting taste over here. Taste over here, Namar says you need davash and zera by matzmiach. There's a sakasha. That in the midbar, there's a sakasha. My perk of Yisrael, but in perk called Slomim, there's chatas moshar sisim. It's a when there is Shani Midbar, the Midbar Hava, it's not Matzmiach. Because Yeshlam the Shema, Ozk Shabo Shem Yisrael Hay Matzmiach. It says that when the Jews in the Midbar was Matzmiach. They're able to grow things. Even though you can't grow things in the Midbar, when Klaus was in the Midbar, it was a nest, and they're able to grow. So the Mechaz Chinuch, with Lamed Beis, that, I mean, the Lecha Shabbat is learned out from the Mishkan. So yes, Harisha, where was the Harisha in the Midbar? Harisha and Zriya, those are the Avmachas. So where was the Harisha and Zriya in the Midbar? How could Harisha and Zriya be in Melacha? Like in Mechsinuch, Fiyar Taisvis, it's good, because when they were there, the midbar was Matzmiach. Samael they did Harisha and Zriya. Another area says more simple is that Lav Dafka they did it then, but the Sammanim that they had, those Sammanim required Harisha and Zriya. So in order to have the Avayis HaMishkan, you needed Harisha and Zriya. Not necessarily they did it in the midbar, but in order to have those ingredients that they needed for the binyan of the Mishkan, you need a Harisha and Zriya. There's another point over here, interesting Mardukhai. When the Gemara says that if you, in the midbar, in the Sfina, you burn your clothing, your talis, in order to have Kisiyadam. So he says, Dr. Mordechai, yes. Yes, Adam, the Chavale Talisai, Ma'ifa, Imechiusa. Let's say you're on the boat, but you like your suit. You don't want to burn it to Dukisi Adam. Right? So what do you do? Your clothing is worth more to you than the bird. You want mice, you want to eat. She says, or the dinazav is worth more to you than the bird. Yeah. So he says, Tilar banan mishchet v'shachdit. So what you do is you soak the blood into your clothing. Inami besandala. Mavar halkisi adam, says the Mordechai. Then when you get the dry land, then when you find where there's dirt, so then you squeeze out your baguette from the dam. And meila and you machasa b'loy bracha. That's the Mordechai brings down an argument. In fact, Beis Yosef. That so why in the Argamar, if this is a wonderful Eitzah, why didn't Argamar think of that? Argamar says, you know, take your gold coin, chop it up and use it for Kizid Dam. Take your baguette, take your suit and burn it. Why don't we have a simple Eitzah according to the Mordechai? Is that effective by Yosef? Look at Pichadosh. Pichadosh has a question that moreover, that the chayr is shabbat tashchis in our Gemara. Our Gemara says you destroy the coin, and you destroy the baguette. Right? Why is it problem about tashchis? Right? So Teretz is. Why is the Gemara give this aid? We should give another aid because it's a problem about tashchis. That's why it's better to the aid of the Mordechai. Right? The Gemara's aid is about tashchis. In fact, because you're saying it's about tashchis. Therefore, why is our Gemara give a lousy aid? So we should do the Mordechai's aid. So, you're telling me about tashchis. So how they matter? How can you do it if it's not about tashchis? Forget about the Mordechai. The Gemara itself. Yeah, there's no eitzah with being mavlid in your baguette. But how are you allowed to burn the baguette for kisei dam? It's about tashchis. Elamai, what?
Mitzvah.
Elamai. It's not about tashchis, right? Since you only do kisei with that, so that's not about tashchis. So man, what's the b'shayis kasha? Elamai b'shayis kasha was, but here you have another eitzah. It's only not about tashchis because you have no other eitzah. But if you have no other eitzah, then it's talk about tashchis. So that's one kasha precisely to ask. Because he has a kasha, it was a very strong kasha. The Merchah says the first time you make the bracha, the second time you don't make the bracha. So he asks, how do you make a bracha the first time? You're not being chasam offer, you're not doing the mitzvah. No, it's aschal v'kisoy. Just like by beer chametz, the bedika is aschal the beer, make a bracha on the bedika. L'chayra, again, the effect of pichadash. Was no dimming the bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz, the bedika is a preparation for the beer. It's the aschal of the beer. First you have to go find the chametz, then you're going to burn the chametz. So the bedika is the aschal of the beer, so you can make a bracha, beer chametz, on the beer, on the bedika. Shengen over here, when you're being mavliyit and you're beged, that's not kilo achona fakisoy. Right, it's not preparing. It's not doing anything towards the kisui. It's just storing the blood somewhere until you do kisui. Right. So, man, what's the tzushdel to the bedikas chametz?